Greetings, everybody. Tim Karskadden again here from Christian Sinners Report, doing our daily podcast. Glad you joined us today. We've been releasing words this week about the blessings coming, and now today I want to talk about how to posture yourself to receive the blessing in this economic season, this harvest season, how to posture yourself to receive from the Lord. Okay, let's talk about that today.
Because he has anointed you to preach good news. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you. Because he has anointed you to preach good news. He has sent you to the poor.
This is the need.
To bind up the brokenhearted.
Well, God bless you today. Thanks for joining us each and every day. Some of you come. We honor you guys that are so faithful to follow the ministry here, and I hope we're an encouragement. This has been a great week for prophetic. The Lord's really just been downloading, give us guidance, what to do, the dreams we shared. And I hope they have been a uplifting part of your day and your life. 23rd day of June, 2022, and things are moving rapidly. That's the best way I can put it. I have clearly heard the Lord said the blessing is being released, as I shared yesterday, the dream about how the grapes were big, and we have to just pray and posture ourselves in prayer to begin to say, God, what we have been promised, we cry out for, and that is our passion, that we receive that. And so today, I think it wouldn't be right of me not to help you posture yourself to receive this blessing, like Caleb did, like Joshua did. You know, in that story when they were the 10 spies, part of the 10 spies that had the bad report, and then Joshua and Caleb had the good report. And when you read the next chapter, man, God really hammers those who brought the grumbling to the camp and really didn't give them a path back to their promise, even though they, quote, wanted it. And, you know, this is a place where we don't want to miss an opportunity, a window of opportunity. If I could say that's what's happening right now, there's a window of opportunity here that the Lord wants to release to us, that we would have what he said we can have. And so just let me give you some practicals today. I know sometimes the sensational really grabs people, but I think these are what makes the promises come to pass. Remember, revelation, interpretation, application. So today's the application part of the words that we gave this week. Don't forget this, that God's provision is in his promises. So when you're looking for provision, it is there. That's why we war and we minister and we pray from the promise. The promises are our inheritance. In other words, Christ died. He gave his life for that. And just like a natural will, if somebody dies, you read the will, the inheritance is announced, and the person or the family member or whoever gets that inheritance because the requirements to receive the inheritance had been met. The person died. You were the joint heir. You're the ones who deserved it, and you get it. Okay? Now, we don't deserve an inheritance, but by grace we do. So that's where your inheritance is. Also, don't forget God's promises are the expression of his will. It's what he wants. It's what he wants to do. And don't you ever deny God to bless you. I used to have that problem when I was young in the Lord. I didn't know how to receive. I was a giver, but I didn't know how to receive. Look, they're an expression of his will. That's why, you know, sometimes when, like the widow's mite, when she gave the money and the offering, everybody would naturally say, she shouldn't have to give. And I can't believe the church or the synagogue at that time took her money. But Lord, that was an expression of God's will. So you have to receive that. All God's promises are available to us through Christ. So you don't have to say, well, I'm outside that promise. No, you're inside the promise because you're in Christ. And the last thing is the fulfillment of God's promises does not depend upon your circumstances, but upon our meeting God's conditions. So we gave you words this week. We warned you economically what's coming. We gave you a word and we said that the opportunity is here to posture yourself, position yourself to receive and be blessed in this season as the shift comes. I believe we should be the head and not the tail in this season. That's what the Lord's telling me. Yesterday, I gave you a word about how the grapes are ready for us to be taken. But there's conditions, right? And there a couple of scriptures I want you to tap into. One is Psalm 34, 9 and 10. It says, "Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Okay, so here's a condition: seeking the Lord. Fear God. Fear the Lord. There's a simple condition. We can all do that. Psalm 84, 11. "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." There's a condition. Walking uprightly before the Lord. Now, these are clear promises that God's going to provide everything that's good for us, that we would ever have need of. But we have to do our portion. There are some unconditional promises in the Word of God. He said he'd pour out his Spirit on all flesh. That's God doing that. He said he'd restore Israel. God's going to do that. There are unconditional ones. I say this, most of them, though, are conditional. And I want to make sure that we are, as a people, postured today to receive this blessing, to have this opportunity to prosper in a dark season, and then, two, to also take the grapes and take the land, not only for ourselves, but for future generations. So let's step into this promises that God is giving us here. So, again, the three things that those two scriptures tell us to do: one is fear the Lord. You can do that. We all fear God. Two, seek the Lord. We're doing that even as we talk right now. And walk uprightly. These are not overwhelming responsibilities. These are all obtainable. We have the grace of God to do them. And God can help us. We can meet these three conditions. And God says, "Then I'll not withhold any good thing from you." That's exciting. I mean, this is an amazing gift that the Lord's given us here. I want y'all to catch this. What a wonderful promise this is. So as we look at this, you're going to need some level of logic to understand it. The key word in these promises is good. No good thing will God withhold from those who meet his conditions. So before we decide that something we are claiming from God on the basis of these promises is good, we need to ask a few questions here. First of all, is the thing good in itself? All right? Is it an absolutely good thing? And I think that's what we need to ask the Lord, number one. And then number two, we need to ask, is the thing good for me in my particular situation? So ask yourself, is being postured properly right now a good thing? Yes. Is being the head and not the tail right now when crisis comes, is it good for you? Is it good for your family? Is it a good place for you to be? And if you can answer those questions and say yes, because you know your heart's right in those things, you're not doing it for selfish reasons or self-seeking reasons, but you want to be blessed so that, one, you have your needs met, but two, that you're in a blessing to others, you're a blessing to the kingdom. Look, if you're not going to tithe and you're not going to sow into the kingdom, it's not a good thing for you to be blessed. It's not a good thing for you to prosper because you're going to reap a whirlwind from your disobedience. So ask yourself, am I postured? Is it a good thing for me? Is that too hard a thing to ask? Okay. So the distinction between that which is absolutely good and that which is relatively good must be examined in light of where you are. So how does Scripture evaluate wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity in themselves? Are they bad? Are they absolutely good? Well, it depends, right? And so we need to ask ourselves that question. Is this a good season for me? I hope that helps you a little bit there as well. If you're going to be a good Christian, prepare to have the warfare for that. That's just part of it. But God is a wonderful God, and He's going to do good things for you. And I want you to be in that place that we receive what Jesus did for us. In Revelation 5:12, the verse, the angels, the living creatures, and all the hosts of heaven are speaking. They're voicing an agreement in heaven about the unchanging things of God. And with a loud voice, they say in that verse, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, Jesus, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." So Jesus received all those things through His salvation, through His death, His resurrection. So isn't that interesting that these are all seven things there? Every one of those seven things is essentially good, and they belong by the eternal right to the Lord Jesus Christ. The second one mentioned there is riches. And so then the others are power, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. Riches is the very good company, doesn't it? Isn't it? Wow. There are seven items that are essentially absolutely good. And so I want to speak to you right now that God wants you to have all seven of them. He doesn't want you to be without any of them. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you. Now get this. So He's not going to withhold power from you. He doesn't want to withhold riches from you, wisdom from you, strength from you, honor from you, glory from you, blessing from you. It is absolutely good. Now, we could misuse them and abuse them, and that happens very often. And I think strength and riches and wisdom get abused many times. Solomon would be an example of that. Something that was absolutely good, but when used wrongly, it can be taken into a negative sense. So we are in this place where we want to be postured, where God, check our hearts. Lord, fear You. That's those three things again, of fearing the Lord, seeking the Lord, and walking uprightly. If I do those things, okay, God, You're about to bless me. You're about to release riches to me. You're about to let me be the head and not the tail. You're about to let me, in a season where everybody may be struggling, I'm blessed. Lord, will I be humble in that? Will I be at a place where I'm helping others? I'm helping the kingdom. I'm thankful that I am blessed. I'm thankful that I have riches so that I can sow at this time. That's, to me, means that I have begun to walk uprightly to the Lord. If I've answered those questions and said, yes, Lord, I'm willing to do that. And I hope that really speaks to you right now. Now, we're getting close to our end here, so let me kind of close this out. Evaluate something to determine the source always. 1 Chronicles 29:12, David is praying to the Lord, and he says very simply, both riches and honor come from You. What is the ultimate source of riches and honor? Tells you right there. God Himself. We need to lay hold of this scriptural fact. God is the ultimate source of riches and honor. Anything that originates from God must be good in itself, for God alone is good. There are many other passages in Chronicles that would confirm that, but we want to look at this, especially Deuteronomy 8:18. I love that verse. I put it on every check when I give, because that verse has just become a life verse to me. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, and He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers. Now remember, you being blessed and receiving the power to get wealth is part of the covenant, number one, but it establishes covenant and government with the Lord, because we're fulfilling what God promised Abraham. We're becoming joint heirs with that. So let me close now. Let me pray for you. We've given you the word this week. We showed you where we are economically. There's a major shift coming. Major hardships are coming. But God says this is an opportunity for you to prosper. The grapes are big. We're going to burn for the Lord. We're going to pray and we're going to cry out. We're going to fear God. We're going to seek His face, and we're going to walk uprightly, those three principles today. And as we do, the absolute good things of the Father are going to come to us, because it's going to glorify Him as we walk uprightly before Him. Father, I pray for everybody today that needs this blessing. I do. Lord, the people I work with, we need it, Father. We want to bless so many people. Lord, and I just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless those who are coming to know the Lord right now in this truth. And I release this blessing, the grapes, and Lord, the harvest that's coming in the name of Yeshua. Every attribute of goodness of God be released now. And in your name we pray. Amen. All right, see you tomorrow. Well, I want to come on with a quick announcement here for those in America especially. Even if you're in the nations, let us know if you might be interested. We are planning a trip to Israel on October 5 through the 16th. We are starting to get all our arrangements with our airlines and everything. We don't have it finalized yet. But if you're interested and that calendar time looks good to you, you can contact us at info@christiancentershreveport.com. Let us know you're interested in traveling. We do an amazing trip, not just us. We have a great time in Israel. We'd love you to be a part of that. Just let us know. All right, see you.